Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1131, Matter Over Mind, on using your body to increase your well-being by Silon George of spirituallivingforbusypeople.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy Tuesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and with my commentary at the end. Now we have 5 shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. And make sure you're subscribed to Optimal Startup Daily. We stopped producing episodes on that a while ago, but the show is making a triumphant return, so come check it out. Again, that's Optimal Startup Daily, starting back up on October 1st. Yesterday, we were talking about the idea of building mental endurance, basically mind over matter. Now, based on the title of today's post, it may seem as though what I'm about to read to you is going to describe the exact opposite effect, but this would be misleading, so listen on as we optimize your life. Matter Over Mind, on using your body to increase your well-being, by Silon George of spirituallivingforbusypeople.com. Quote, there is deep wisdom within our very flesh, if we can only come to our senses and feel it. Elizabeth A. Behnke. You have a lot on your mind, and most of what's in there is causing you stress. Bills, work concerns, family problems, anxieties, longings. Maybe you're spending a good deal of time worrying about your life and whether you're making a difference in the world. Maybe you struggle with negative thoughts, exacerbated by a world that seems to be becoming more and more dangerous every day. Maybe you're longing for the moment when all the mind chatter would just stop. We've been living in the age of the mind. Whereas our ancestors needed to use their bodies to earn their daily bread, we are paid to think. We hardly use our bodies anymore. We sit in our cars on our commutes to and from work. We sit at our desks all day, barely lifting our fingers off of our computer keyboards. Yes, we may spend 30 minutes to an hour a day exercising, but other than that, we basically sit around all day, thinking, ruminating, and worrying. No wonder so many of us are mentally tired and burnt out. All the while, we downplay the wisdom and intelligence of our bodies. We literally forgot that we inhabit our bodies, living in a state of perpetual disembodiment. Tara Brach, in her book Radical Acceptance, expresses our predicament in this way. Quote, we experience our lives through our bodies, whether we are aware of it or not. Yet we are usually so mesmerized by our ideas about the world that we miss out on much of our direct sensory experience. Even when we are aware of feeling a strong breeze, the sound of rain on the roof, a fragrance in the air, we rarely remain with the experience long enough to inhabit it fully. End quote. Our inability to be fully present in our lives is the source of much of our stress and emotional pain, and often our bodies must resort to physical pain or discomfort to get our attention. The body's intelligence. Try this experiment. What's your emotional state right now? Are you happy, anxious, worried, or angry? Whatever you're feeling, try to locate where that feeling is being manifested in your body. As you take time to notice what the body is doing, you may realize that your jaw is clenched, or that your leg is shaking, or that you have muscle tension in your back. You may think that your body is just manifesting what your mind already knows, but I believe it's the other way around. There's a way in which the conscious mind is always playing catch-up to the body's intelligence. For instance, I've noticed how when I'm feeling anxious or stressed, I get a feeling of having a lump stuck in my throat. It's an unpleasant feeling, but I often don't notice it until my stress levels are high. By becoming mindful of my body, I now realize that the gradual onset of that feeling in my throat precedes my mental awareness of stress. I realize that I often use my mind to deny my stress in ways that my body does not and cannot. So there's a way in which the intelligent capabilities of our minds can work against us. Is it really intelligent to deny reality? But this is what we do constantly. What if, instead, we could use our bodies as a way of gauging reality instead of trying to control it? What if we could use our bodies to heal our anxieties, worries, and even emotional trauma? What if we could use our bodies to quiet the inner chaos that's constantly raging and manifesting as physical illness of every kind? Some ideas to help you re-engage the body. You may not remember this, but you were once fully engaged with your body. If you don't believe me, just watch children at play. They are all about embodiment. Here are some ways you can reclaim the wisdom of your own body. 1. No matter how busy you are with work, get up from your desk once an hour for a brief stretch or walk. Try to go walking outside at least once a day. 2. Pay attention to your posture. It sends messages to yourself and to the world. 3. Do a body scan meditation. 4. Go to sleep when your body is tired. 5. Pay attention to the 5 senses, especially touch. 6. Explore self-massage exercises that help relieve physical pain and mental stress. Matter over mind. The mind is undoubtedly powerful, but so is the body. And the connection between the body and mind is a two-way street. So don't forget about the body. Use it in order to avoid mental burnout and experience greater well-being, because the body is a terrible thing to waste. You just listened to the post titled Matter Over Mind on Using Your Body to Increase Your Well-Being by Ceylon George of spirituallivingforbusypeople.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. See, I told you this post wouldn't contradict what we discussed yesterday. Ceylon said something so perfect that I just have to repeat it here. The connection between the body and mind is a two-way street. So like we discussed yesterday, with the right attitude, we can accomplish quite a bit. When our bodies seem to be telling us that we should continue relaxing on the couch, even though we haven't participated in any structured physical activity over 3 days, we can use the mind to force ourselves up off the couch. But there are days when we truly do need the rest. That's the two-way street. We need to be in tune with our bodies so that we know when it truly needs to rest or when it really needs to get moving. For some of us, we've been ignoring our body's signals for so long, we may have lost the ability to listen to what it needs. So try one of Ceylon's 6 tips to get back in tune with your body. For me, because I'm teaching classes remotely from home these days, Ceylon's first tip really hit home with me, literally hit home with me. When I get involved with preparing lectures and grading assignments, I can lose track of time and forget that I haven't gotten up out of my chair for over an hour. So, realizing this, I have set an hourly alarm to remind me to get up and move. I was nervous about doing this at first, though. I thought it would distract me when I'm right in the middle of a mental breakthrough. But I found the opposite to be true. These movement breaks actually clear my mind, and I find that I have more breakthroughs when I take the time to care for my body. All right, that's enough out of me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.